Okay, so when you meet,
وقتی دور هم جمع میشید.
When you gather every week.
وقتی هر هفته دور هم جمع میشیم.
Yeah, they're taking here this offering up for the church that struggles.
هدیه‌ای رو جمع می‌کنن برای کلیسا.
And he's saying, hey, think about others as well.
فکر کنیم به دیگران.
Yeah, I give some instructions about this. Now, read again verse 3 and 4.
آیه 3 و 4 رو با هم
بخونیم. Of 1 Corinthians 16.
اول قرنتیان.
And when I come, whosoever you shall approve by your letters, then will I send to bring your liberty unto Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me.
و چون برسم هر کسی را که با نامه های خود تایید کنید آن را خواهم فرستاد تا احسان شما را به اورشلیم ببرم و اگر مصلحت باشد که من نیز بروم همراه من خواهند آمد.
Yeah, so Paul gives him instructions. And he says, hey, you need to determine who you're going to send. Who eventually will bring the nations to Jerusalem. You need to prove, you need to write the letters. Yeah, they couldn't make wire transfers then.
They
had actually physical money. Not
currency
like euros or dollars. Actual money.
That was
gold and silver coins and things like that.
And
they had to physically bring it to Jerusalem.
And
Paul is here being wise and say, hey, you need to decide who's going to do this. Because when it comes to money, it's easy that people can start be falsely accused. Yeah, they could say, oh, Paul, you took it, but we think you took half. Yeah, or you took it all. It never arrived. They said they didn't get it. So he's just being smart and wise to prevent problems. You'll carry it. You'll make the letters. You decide.
یه نفر رو بفرستین، اون با دست خودش ببره با نامه شما ببره بده اون کلیسا.
And for us, that holds the same. We need to be wise with how we handle money in the church.
وقتی با کلیسا هدایا رو با پول در حقیقت کنیم، با حکمت قدم
برمیاریم. We have a list where every offering is written on.
یه لیستی داریم که هر هدیه‌ای که هر وقت جمع میشه نوشته میشه و دو نفر شهادت میدن. دو نفر امضا میکنن.
And when something is used, then the receipts. So it's also traceable. You say, oh, you don't trust the people who do this? No. We especially trust the people who do this. That's why we chose the people to do that.
Yeah,
but they want to make sure that nobody can make false accusations against people who handle the money.
Yeah.
So it's just Paul using some wisdom in how to handle these things. Read verses 5 to 7. Now I will come unto you when I pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia, and it may be that I will abide ye and winter with you, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit.
و چون از مقدونیه عبور کنم به نزد شما خواهم آمد زیرا که از مقدونیه عبور می کنم و احتمال دارد که نزد شما بمانم بلکه زمستان را نیز به سر برم تا هر جایی که برم شما مرا همراهی کنید زیرا که الان نمی خواهم در بین راه شما را ملاقات کنم چون که امیدوارم مدتی با شما توقف نمایم اگر خداوند اجازه دهد.
Yeah, so Paul wants to meet him again. He tells them, hey, this is my plan. I want to come to you. And notice that the end of the statement is, in verse 7, if the Lord permits. Yeah, Paul is recognizing God has the final say in all these things.
Yeah,
this is my plan. But only if God allows me to carry it out. I want to come to you. I want to stay with you. But ultimately God decides if it will happen. Go to James chapter 4. Read 14 and 15. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanished away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that.
و حال آن رو نمی‌دانید که فردا چه می‌شود. از آن رو که حیات شما چیست؟ همانا بخاری است که اندک زمانی ظاهر می‌شود و بعد ناپدید می‌شود. در عوض آن باید گفت که اگر خدا بخواهد زنده می‌مانیم و چنین و چنان می‌کنیم.
Yeah, when we want to do things in the future, we have these plans.
The Bible says, hey,
be humble about it.
Yeah,
say, Lord willing. Yeah, if God permits. Then we'll see if we'll be doing these things in the future. Yeah, it's fine to make plans. Yeah, but don't forget that you do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't even know if you'll be alive tomorrow. Yeah, so I said, hey, say if the Lord will. Now, also notice, go back to 1 Corinthians 16. Also notice that Paul is expecting from the Corinthians that they will help him on his travels.
توقع داره که قرنتیان تو این سفر بهش کمک کنن.
Yeah, of course we know that Paul in the past have set the example of taking care of himself while being a hard worker.
پولس نمونه خوبی بود برای اونها. با تلاش زیاد با کار زیاد برای اونها نشون داد که خرجش رو
He worked a job. Yeah. To make sure he could do the work he was doing.
که با درآمدی که داشت بعد تو کلیسا
مجانی. He made a point in the same letter. But here you see that he tells, hey, I will come to you and I'm expecting, I'll be staying with you and I'm expecting that you will bring me on my journey wherever I go.
Yeah,
he's expecting them to help him, to assist him in his mission. Yeah. Read verse 8 and
9.
But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries.
اما من تا پنتیکاست در افسوس خواهم زیرا که دری بزرگ و کارساز برای من باز شد و مخالفین بسیارند.
Now when it says there's a great door and effectual opened unto me,
دری بزرگ و کارساز برای من باز شد.
There's some great opportunities in Ephesus. And of course he's talking about doing God's work. Yeah, he's sharing the gospel, establishing church. Yeah, so Paul at the moment is at Ephesus here. And he's letting the Corinthians know that there are things to do there. People are receptive.
مردم قابل نجات پیدا میکنن.
Things are coming from the ground there.
در حقیقت افسوس احتیاج به کمک داره. برای همین دارم میرم اونجا.
But notice the last part of the same sentence.
آخرین قسمت آیه رو توجه کن.
Yes, there is a door opened.
زیرا که دری بزرگ و کارساز برای من باز شد.
But it also says there are many adversaries.
مخالفین بسیار.
Yeah, there are many that oppose the work of God.
که ضد کار خدا دارن تلاش میکنن.
Go one chapter back and
یه فصل برگردیم عقب.
And what we read last week in 1 Corinthians 15, 31 and 32. I protest by rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I fought with beasts at Ephesus, what adventure did me? If the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
به آن فخری درباره شما که مرا در خداوند ما مسیح عیسی است قسم که هر روزه میمیرم
هر روزه
میمیرم درسته. اگر طبق انسان در افسوس با حیوانات جنگ کردم مرا چه سود است؟ اگر مردگان بر نمیخیزند بخوریم و بیاشامیم چون فردا میمیریم.
Yeah, so he has this great opportunity in Ephesus. But then he fought with beasts at Ephesus. And Paul does not mean fighting with bears and lions. Yeah, he's fighting with evil, wicked people that hate God. And it stands in the way of the gospel going forward.
Yeah,
as there are people who stand with us, we are connected, we can interconnect. Connected with.
با اونا با رابطه داریم.
Yeah, as we stand with others who are in the faith.
اونام که تو ایمانن.
There are also those who stand on the other side.
کسایی هم که ضد ما هستن.
And oppose the work of God.
ما جلوی کلام خداوند سنگ میندازن. کار خداوند سنگ میندازن. نمیذارن کار خداوند جلو بیشتر.
Yeah, and I said it many times.
بارها گفتم.
When we are effective of doing what God asks us to do.
وقتی با کاری انجام.
When we are getting the work done.
خداوند کاری که خداوند از ما خواسته انجام میده.
We should expect resistance.
توقع داشته باشیم که ضدمون کسی بلند
شه. Yeah, the more we go soul winning,
هرچه بیشتر برای بشارت بریم بیرون.
Yeah, the more people we get saved.
هرچه بیشتر ایمان بیارن و کار خداوند گسترش پیدا کنه.
Yeah, the more attacks we can expect.
حمله های بیشتر روحانی
میتونیم توقع داشته. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
این چیز خوبی یا نیکوه.
Because if you notice, Paul is not running away.
چون پولس فرار نکرده از این مخالفات. داره برعکس برمیگرده که با اون حیوانا بجنگه.
He is staying.
مونده که بره بجنگه.
There's a great opportunity here.
موقعیت زیاده پس میرم.
And you guys in Corinth.
شما تو قرنتس.
You need to wait.
مراقب باشی، منتظر باشی. چون من دارم تو افسوس کاری رو انجام میدم.
Yeah, he's going for the hearting.
داره اون کار سخت و قبول
داره به جایی که
بره به قرنتس و در حقیقت از تعطیلات
The door is opened.
در بزرگی باز داره.
Go to Revelation.
مکاشفه.
7 and 8 where we
have. 7 and 8.
Another.
Where مکاشفه.
Revelation 3. 7 and 8.
7 and 8.
And the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that opened it, and no man shut it, and shut it, and no man opened it. I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name."
و به فرشته کلیسایی در فیلادلفیه بنویس که این را میگوید آن قدوس و حق که کلید داوود را دارد که میگشاید و هیچ کس نخواهد بست و میبندد و هیچ کس نخواهد گشود. اعمال تو را میدانم. اینک در گشاده پیش روی تو گذاردم که کسی آن را نتواند بست، زیرا توان اندکی داری و کلام مرا حفظ کرده اسم مرا انکار ننمود.
Yeah, so Jesus has nothing bad to say about this church. Yeah, this is a Bible-believing church, serving God. Yeah, he says, I know thy works. And what does God do? He opens a great opportunity for them. He opens a door for great works. And it says nobody can close that door.
Now,
is this a church that is powerful and big? No, this is a church that is characterized as having a little strength. Yet they're keeping the word of God. They're doing what is right. They're not denying the name of Jesus before men. They're out there preaching the gospel. And nobody's able to close that door. Yeah. Paul is in Ephesus. He might be looking in an insignificant man on his own with a couple of friends. He's having these fights. He's suffering. Yeah, yet he can overcome through Christ. He wins because it's God who has opened the door. And suddenly God will close it. Yeah, so Paul is really like, sorry guys in Corinth, I'm not coming right now. Hope to see you soon. But there's other work to be done as well. Yeah, you're part of a bigger picture and bigger whole. I'm focusing on this project right now. Yeah, in which the bigger project in which you also need to help out as a church in Corinth, gathering those resources for Jerusalem, for example.
Yeah,
assisting the poor saints.
در حقیقت اون مقدسینی که فقیران رو هم بهشون کمک
کنید. Helping out Paul when he's there, when he's traveling through.
کمک کنید به پولس وقتی اونجا هست.
Yeah, when I pass through, I need your help. On my mission.
کمک لازم دارم.
You're part of the work.
شما قسمتی از کار خداوند.
Yeah, on a wider scale thing than only Corinth.
یک تصویر بزرگتر، یک بزرگ یه عکس بزرگتری از اون هست با اون نقطه‌ای که درونش قرنتس هست.
Read first 10:11.
آیه 10 و 11.
Now if Timothy has come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren.
اما اگر تیموتائوس آید، آگاه باشید که نزد شما بی‌ترس باشد، زیرا که در کار خداوند مشغول است، چنان که من نیز هستم. پس هیچ کس او را حقیر نشماند، بلکه او را به سلامتی راهی کنید تا نزد من آید، زیرا که او را با برادران انتظار می‌کشم.
Yeah, so he also says, hey, if Timothy comes,
Timothy
you need to take care of him.
مراقبش باشید.
Yeah, you need to see them well.
We don't want Timothy.
You need to treat him well.
مراقبش باشید.
Yeah, you need not to despise him.
ازش بعدش نهد نیاد.
Now, why would anybody want to despise Timothy? Go to 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, and we're getting an idea. Let no man despise thy youth, But be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
4:12.
Yeah, so he's a young guy.
جوون بود و تیموتائوس اون زمان اون تیموتائوس.
And Paul wants the people to respect him.
می‌خواسته که مردم اون زمان بهش
احترام بذارن. He might be a young guy in years.
شاید از لحاظ سنی جوون باشه.
Yeah, but of course he is a mature Christian.
اما یک ایماندار بزرگی.
He is an elder in the faith.
یک رهبر یا شیخ تو کلیسا.
And Paul says, hey, he's a worker like me.
پولس میگه یه خادم مثل من.
He's a worker for the Lord.
برای خداوند داره خدمت میکنه. همونجوری که من دارم خدمت میکنم.
Yeah, when Paul writes his letter to Timothy, he's actually in Ephesus. Yeah.
Where
there are many opposing the work of God.
که خیلی ها ضد کلام خداوند بودن.
Yeah, so when Timothy comes, treat him well, take care of him.
وقتی تیموتائوس میاد مراقبش باشید.
Yeah, we're looking forward to his coming. Help him on his trip, help him on his mission.
کمکش کنید در این سفر، کمکش کنید در این خدمت.
And again pointing out, hey, there's more things around than only locally Corinth.
خیلی اتفاقای دیگه میفته.
He's bringing Corinth again in this bigger picture.
قرنتوس توی تصویر بزرگتری هست. آیه 12.
As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren. But his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time.
اما درباره آپولوس برادر از او بسیار درخواست نمودم که با برادران به نزد شما بیاید، اما هرگز رضایت نداد که اکنون بیاید، ولی چون فرصت یابد خواهد آمد.
Yeah, we saw Apollos coming up earlier in this book,
Apollos
this letter. He's a great servant of God. He's an evangelist among them. He preached the gospel there. And apparently the question had come up, hey, when is Apollos coming again? Yeah, they seem to have asked about him.
Yeah?
He says, astonishing our brother Apollos.
بسیار درخواست نمودند که با برادران به نزد شما بیاید.
Paul really wants Apollos to go again.
پولس میخواد که آپولوس بره دوباره.
Considering the problems they have in Corinth, you can figure out why.
میدونین که چرا آپولوس میخواست بره.
But then Paulus is doing other stuff at the moment. He doesn't have time.
Yeah, to come with the brethren. وقت نداشته که با آپولوس بره.
Paul says, hey, later on he will come and it suits him better.
وقتی بهتر شد، موقعیت شد، اونم خواهد آمد.
Yeah, again pointing out the Corinthians, hey, you're part of a bigger picture. You're an independent church.
کلیسای کوچیک هستین از یه تصویر بزرگ.
Yeah, but you're interconnected with everything else that goes around in other churches.
بسته این به چیزایی که تو کلیسای دیگه داره اتفاق میفته.
Verse 13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong.
هوشیار باشید، در ایمان استوار باشید، مانند مردان باشید، قوی باشید.
Yeah, watch. Yeah, be vigilant.
مراقب باشید.
Yeah, make sure you're not getting deceived. Stay on track.
مطمئن باشید که گول نخورید سر برنامه وایس.
Yeah, pay attention to things I've told you.
توجه کنید به چیزهایی که بهتون گفتم.
Fix what you need to fix.
درست کنید اون چیزهایی که باید درست
شه. Yeah, stand fast in the faith.
قوی بایستید، استوار بایستید.
It says, quit you like men.
مردان باشید، yeah, قوی باشید، مثل مرد باشید.
Behave like men.
مثل مرد رفتار کنید.
Of course, talking about men.
شجاع، مرد شجاع.
The manly attribute of strength.
قدرت، قوی بایستید.
Yeah,
مردونه بایستید.
There are to act like men.
از لحاظ روحانی مردونه بایستید. در قوی بایستید.
Don't give up.
دست نکشید.
Don't be intimidated. Be bold.
شجاع باشید.
Yeah, get yourself together and fix it.
خودتون کنار هم دیگه قرار
بدید. Do what is right, stand for the truth.
و کاری که درسته برای خداوند.
Verse 14. Let all your things be done with charity.
همه کارهای شما با محبت باشه.
Yeah, this is just repeating what we already have talked about in chapter 13.
Yeah.
Add love to knowledge, add charity to knowledge.
Yeah, or
you can have all these gifts, you can do all these things.
Yeah,
but if you don't have charity, it profits you nothing. Yeah, it's again reminding them what you already told before. And let's read the rest of the chapter, 15 till 24. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to every one that helpeth with us and laboureth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord, with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you. We greet you one another with a holy kiss. the solution of me, Paul, with my own hands. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Maranatha. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you. All in Christ Jesus. Amen. The first epistle to the Corinthians was written from Philippi by Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus and Timotheus.
برای برادرم به شما التماس دارم شما خانواده استیفان را میشناسید که نوبر اخایی هستند و خیشتن را به خدمت مقدسین سپردند تا شما نیز چنین اشخاص را اطاعت کنید و هر کس را که در کار و زحمت شریک ما باشد و از آمدن استیفان و فرتوناتوس و اخایکوس شادمانم زیرا که آنچه از جانب شما ناتمام بود ایشان تمام کردند چون که روح من و شما را تازه کردن پس چنین اشخاص را بشناسید کلیساهای آسیا به شما سلام می‌رسانند و اکیلا و پرسکلا با کلیسایی که در خانه ایشانند به شما سلام بسیار در خداوند می‌رسانند همه برادران شما را سلام می‌رسانند یکدیگر را به بوسه مقدسانه سلام رسانید من پولس از دست خود سلام می‌رسانم اگر کسی عیسی مسیح خداوند را دوست ندارد آناتیما باد ماران عطا فیض عیسی مسیح خداوند با شما باد محبت من با همه شما در مسیح باد آمین.
Yeah, so he's telling them that to submit to receive those that are part of those who are with Paul. Yeah, he's sending them this letter with instructions. Yeah, he's telling them he's going to come again. Yeah, he's telling about Timothy and Apollos coming in the future. Yeah, listen to these people. They're laborers like me. And apparently, Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus, they had been in Corinth.
And it says,
hey, they're like that. They belong to the same group. And these three have been a great blessing to you. And to me. Yeah, and these are probably also the source that Paul had to write this letter. They have probably come from Corinth and given Paul his information about what's going on. And we see also that they have helped Paul to write down this letter at the end. And it says, hey, Paul has signed this letter in his own handwriting. Yeah, because this is how he authenticated his letters. So people would know that these letters would come from him.
Yeah,
2 Thessalonians 3:17 it says, the solution of Paul with my own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write.
17
این درود به دست من پولس که نشان ویژه در هر رساله است بدین طور می نویسم.
Yeah, so some people help things write down.
بعضی وقتا کمک میکردن
to make sure that people understood it was Paul. He writes the last part himself. He signs off.
می نوشتن قسمت نامه رو ولی آخر نامه هاشو همیشه پولس با دستخط خودش می نوشته که خطش نشونه این باشه که نامه از طرف منه. در حقیقت امضا میکرد.
Yeah, notice that all these greetings are coming from the churches in Asia.
و می دونین تمام اطلاعاتی که از کلیسای آسیا میاد.
And the way it's written here, you just know that these churches are praying for Corinth as well.
آسیا اکیلا و پرسکیلا دارن برای قرنتوس دعا میکنن.
Corinth is in the mind of these churches that are in Asia.
فکر اون کلیساهای آسیا هستن. آسیا
هستن. Aquila have a church at their home.
چی اکیلا و پرسکیلا تو خونهشون کلیسا داشتن.
Yeah, they greet them much. Yeah.
شما سلام بسیار در خدا برسونید.
It's like they have pressing on Paul, like make sure you say hi from us.
نه تنها یه سلام خیلی سلام میرسونن.
Yeah, make sure they know we said hi.
مطمئن باش که سلام ما یاد نره.
Yeah, all the brethren send their greetings.
همه برادران به شما سلام میرسونن.
Yeah, they're part of a bigger group.
عضو یه گروه بزرگ دیگه هستن. پولس هم سلام میرسونه.
Yeah, so the local church in Corinth is an independent church. Yeah, they're interconnected with all these other Christians from different places.
یه کلیسای مستقله اما وابسته به کلیساهای دیگه است یعنی جزء yes. یک خانواده بزرگتری هست بعضی وقتا
فکر می‌کنیم
این گروه کوچیکه
it's only us
فقط ما ایم.
Yeah, but that's not true. We're part of a bigger group of Christians who live on this earth, where together we're carrying out the Great Commission,
organize
the local churches.
Yeah,
there are people that pray for our church.
Yeah,
for example, church in the Philippines, Jenny said, hey, we're praying for you,
guys.
Yeah, there's people who sometimes come. Harbor Church pray for us.
There are other places that pray for us. خیلی کلیسا هستن که هر روز برامون دعا میکنن.
Yeah, we are to help others as
well. ما هم باید برای اونها دعا کنیم و کمک. بعضی دست کمک به ما میدن، بعضی وقتا ما باید دست یاری بدیم.
Now, before closing, I want to address one more thing.
یه نکته دیگر رو میخوام بهتون بگم.
We're independent yet interconnected.
با اینکه مستقلیم ولی وابسته ایم.
But we're of course talking about local churches.
کلیساهای محلی صحبت
میکنیم. Actual local churches.
واقعا کلیساهای محلی.
Yep, because there's those who call everything a church.
چون هر کسی هر چیزی رو کلیسا میگه.
They will say it's two Christians in a room.
دو تا ایماندار تو خونه است.
It's a church.
کلیساست.
Yeah. Because we are assembling together.
دور هم جمع شدیم پس این کلیساست.
But that's not a local church.
این کلیسا کلیسای محلی نیست.
And one of the verses that being brought up is actually verse 19.
آیه 19 یکی از آیات
اول
قرنتیان فصل 16 هست.
Where it says, Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house.
کلیساهای آسیا به شما سلام می‌رسانند و اکیلا و پرسکلا با کلیسایی که در خانه ایشانند به شما سلام بسیار در خداوند می‌رسانند.
So they will say, hey, there's a church and it's in a house.
کلیسا بوده تو خونه‌شون بوده. بس هر کسی اومد تو خونه داره هم جمع شد.
And they say, yeah, see, it's fine to have house churches.
کلیسای خونگی هم داشتن اوکی.
And with a house church, they mean some friends coming together.
اما منظور کلیسای خونگیشون این که چهار تا دوست داره هم جمع میشن.
They pray somewhat.
There's
some discussion about some spiritual things.
Maybe
even some Bible is discussed.
Yeah, شاید یک آیه رو بخونن.
Or listen to an online sermon.
یه موعظه رو با هم گوش
بدن. That's not church.
این کلیسا نیست.
Yeah, that's not the kind of independence that we're talking about
این
here.
این اتحادی که میگیم مستقلاً اون کلیسا ها منظور.
And I'm not against Christians coming together, praying, talking about the Bible. That's great.
که تو اصل کتاب مقدس داشتن و تو خونه ها نیستم. فوق العاده است این اتفاق تو خونه ها بیفته. اما اون رو نام کلیسا روش نذارید.
Because that's not a replacement for the local church.
چون جایگزین کلیسا نیست.
Yeah. This is not a place where we have an offering.
جایی نیست که بتونیم هدیه جمع بشه تو خونه ها.
For the next living room church.
برای اون کلیسایی که تو سالن خونه بغلیه.
Yeah. Church has official leadership.
کلیسا باید رهبریت رسمی داشته باشه.
There's a bishop, a pastor.
باید شبان باشه که رهبری کنه کلیسا رو.
Yeah, Paul gives Timothy instructions.
تیموتائوس دستور میده چیکار کنه برای رهبریت چیکار کنه.
These are the qualifications.
این کارها رو باید یه رهبر داشته باشه.
Yeah, make sure that
مطمئن باش.
Person who's in charge has these qualifications.
کسایی که مسئول این
and this is a whole list given in 1 Timothy.
که اول تیموتائوس بهمون داده شده.
It is the same for Titus.
برای تیتوس هم همین کارو میکنه.
And he even tells them specifically, hey, you need to put leadership in place. Go to this last verse we go, Titus 1, verse 5.
Titus 1, آیه 5.
For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee.
بدین جهت تو را در کریت واگذاشتم تا آنچه را که باقی مانده است اصلاح نمایی و چنان که من به تو امر نمودم کشیشان در هر شهر مقرر کن.
Yeah, there are some things that are not in order. There's some things that are wanting. And he tells Titus, hey, you need to ordain leaders in every city. Yeah, we need leadership to be in place. Yeah, Paul and his friends have been planting churches. And Paul is now making sure that the churches have qualified leadership. And if you would read on in this chapter again, you'll have all these qualifications for the bishop.
کلیسا چرا صفتهای بد داشته باشه.
There's no problem for an actual church meeting in a house.
یه کلیسای واقعی چه تو خونه باشه چه تو ساختمون دیگه باشه مشکلی نداره.
Because many churches start like that.
خیلی کلیساها از خونه شروع میشن.
Simply because it's practical.
چون هزینه کمتره راحت تره تو سالن خونهشون.
But it will be a local church.
اما باید کلیسای محلی باشه با یه رهبر مخصوص و اون کسی که صفتهای درست کتاب مقدسی رو داشته باشه.
It's not some friends who hang out.
نه اینکه چهار تا دوست هر از گاهی داره هم جمع بشن که فقط دور هم خوش بگذرونن.
We are an independent local church.
ما یک کلیسای محلی هستیم.
We are not under some high church we need to listen to.
زنجیره‌ای نیستیم که زیر کلیسایی که باید حرف اونو گوش بدیم.
The head of the church is Christ.
سر کلیسای ما عیسی مسیحه و این کلیسای محلی سرش عیسی مسیح.
We don't have a denominational boss or something.
یه شاخه‌ای که رئیسمون باشه بهمون بگه چیکار کنیم. یه اورشلیم که بهمون بگه چیکار باید بکنیم نداریم.
We are interconnected.
اما همزمان
به هم وابسته‌ایم.
عضو خانواده خداوند هستیم بر روی زمین. که کلیساهای محلی با برنامه ریزی انجام میشه که کار خداوند انجام میشه.
We're to help.
اومدیم کمک کنیم. برکت باشیم برای دیگران. وقتی موقعیت داشته باشیم برکت باشیم برای دیگران. اگر موقعیتش برای
دیگران.
تموم می‌کنیم اول قرنتیان رو.
آمین.
آمین.